take with me, but my sister played well.
Mm-hmm. She played the piano. Mm-hmm. Now, back to those boards on the side of the house. What was it you decided they were? The boards on the side of the house?
Clarence and Clabbers.
C-L-A-P-B-O-A-R-D.
Uh-huh,
uh-huh. Let's see, you might say, every day I take my car and what into town?
Drive.
Okay. You might say, yesterday I what into town?
Shopped. Is that?
Same word. You said
bought.
You said drive before. And if you did it yesterday?
Drove.
Uh-huh. And using the same word, you might say, for years I had what?
Driven.
I'm sorry?
Driven.
Uh-huh. What do you call that part of the house that covers the top?
Well, I say roof.
Uh-huh. What do you call the little things along the edge of the roof?
Eaves. The gutters.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Anything else?
I don't know another word. Do you, darling?
Are they built in, or are they kind of tacked on the outside?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't either.
What part of the roof?
Say you have a house, an L. What do you call the place where the two come together? A place in the roof.
A darn
peak.
The peak.
That's kind of a V-shaped thing.
Peak.
Say it's a place that kind of comes down in the roof. A V shape. Would you ever call it a valley or an alley?
Well, the valley is the lower part there. Where my hands come together, it's that
uh-huh.
space in there. That's
the bottom of a V.
A valley is a word I know that's.
Uh-huh. Would you use that referring to a roof?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That part.
What would you call a little building outside that you kept gardening tools in and so on?
I'm getting to the stupid time of day. A storeroom or a tool shed.
Uh-huh.
Tool shed, I guess.
Yeah. Anything else?
I don't think anything.
Okay. Let me see here. Okay, you might say you live in a brick, what?
House.
Mm-hmm. And you might say in our neighborhood they've been putting up a lot of new
apartments. So
just like this one, the same word you used before.
House.
Two of them.
Huh.
If there were two of them, you would say
houses.
Uh-huh. What kind of buildings would you have on a farm?
Barns.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
Sheds. And well, that's about all we have had.
What would you use the barn for, exactly?
Housing of domestic animals and storage for hay and green.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.